The weather. Tomorrow, expect a biting cold front. How naughty. I wonder what I'll be wearing or taking off. The night will be wild and untamed. Expect heavy, lashing rain that'll soak you to the skin. By Monday, temperatures will rise, slowly but surely, reaching their peak in the afternoon. Not in the mood for miserable weather? Fly cheaply to Turkey with SunExpress. SunExpress, nonstop sunshine.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was watching the videos on that, and then I was watching some videos, and Josh was talking about this just a little bit ago off the air, but that airplane flying into the hurricane over Jamaica, right? Insane.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
I don't know what is wrong with your brain. I mean, I'm sure you get a lot of good science data points and stats from a hurricane, if you will. You got to have a screw loose to want to willingly fly into the eye of a hurricane.
Terrifying,
like
these images.
Come on. It's literally just a wall cloud of storms.
Yes. And like an airplane with like
the propellers. Yes.
Yeah. Little puddle jumper
and
plane.
It's like,
terrifying.
You know, versus like a big giant jet engine powerful plane.
Yeah.
You're like Amelia Earhart going into this thing.
You imagine Snoopy, right, with the scarf.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
well,
that's
no,
what it
but
is.
Now I do.
We're going into the eye of the storm.
Yes.
But terrifying.
Well, then you make the joke of the boo, 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 but they cut the, so they got into the eye, which is the peaceful part. So they made it through, but then they went back through it and they cut that trip short and they flew out of the hurricane because the turbulence was so bad that they were like, this could be bad. So they cut that trip short. I'm like, man, you got to have a screw loose to want to do that. I mean, that is...
What's the name of this hurricane?
Hurricane Melissa.
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 Yeah.
Melissa. Yikes, that's scary name.
Yeah. Horrifying.
They picked a scary one this time, right?
Kind of a bland hurricane.
Not that the winds. It's got sustained speeds of 175 miles right now.
Wow. My goodness.
It's supposed
to be one
five.
Of the strongest ones, to ever be recorded.
I mean, seriously, prayers for Jamaica, though, because that's...
I know.
I mean, that's not
obvious.
Good.
That's devastating.
Horrific,
All right, so there's your hurricane update. So why are you annoyed at baby Nana?
Oh my gosh, I'm so mad at her right now. So she took a vacation from work. She's got the whole week off. She doesn't have to wake up and travel to work. She doesn't have to do anything. She had some appointments and things for school that she needed to do. That's why she took 5 days straight off. But in these 5 days, this vacation span that she has, I was like, well, you should come spend the night. Like, duh. You have a vacation time? Come spend the night at your mom's house. We'll have a slumber party. I'll make all your favorite food. I'm going to bring you to Target. There's an Ulta there. Like, we are going to have so much fun. I was so excited. And she told me that kids don't sleep over at their mommy's house. And I was literally like, what did you just say to me? Like, what do you mean you can't have a sleepover with your mommy? And she told me it's not a thing. And I was like, clearly it's
just
a thing.
Just both of you saying mommy is really upsetting
me. I know,
but what?
You've never spent the night at your mom's house after you've moved out? Like, I am so mad that she...
I don't think I have.
Like
I'm trying
this.
To think about it. I mean, it's been years
Doesn't
now,
she live at her dad's?
She does, and that's why I was like, you
so
see
she was
him
at daddy's house?
Every day. You can't come spend one night with your mother. Like, I was like...
Have you been around you, though?
What do you mean? Like, I am fun. We would have a good time. I make all of her favorite food. We watch movies. We just
Katie
hang out
fun.
And laugh.
Like,
thank
when
you,
we were
Josh.
Hanging at the party, the funniest thing about that party the other day, which is so you, is it, right in the middle of it, she's like, I need to make more pretzel bites. So she like throws more doughy pretzels in the oven. Mm. Like, you would make her favorite foods. I'm tying this all together about
you're
how...
You're good in small doses.
Yes,
she is fun.
I'm a fun time, Jer. You just wouldn't know.
You know, the
you
fun tends to wear off probably after like 45 minutes. It's just a hunch.
Once the pretzel bites are gone.
You know what?
It's just a hunch that
people like me.
45
I don't know. You're just
tops.
Jealous. You're just jealous. You are just jealous. Zoe, I just feel like she doesn't want to sleep in a bed that's not hers. She's not familiar with it. She's just very much a stickler like that, but also... The kids don't spend the night with their mommy anymore.
That's because she's spending the night with her boyfriend, getting her freak on.
Oh.
The knick-knack is listening. Because she said, you spent the night at your parents' house once in the past, like, 20 years. She says, I think it was the night before our wedding. Because we were living together.
Yeah, so
the night before our wedding, I stayed at my parents' house. So there you go, once in like 20 years.
So like when Zoe lives so far north of me, and now with me, like I go to bed at 7 o'clock. She doesn't get off until 5:30. When I went to Chicago and didn't, you know, had that weekend where I wasn't even here, it was like 3 weeks I went without seeing her. Like, our schedules are so, like, so that's why I was like, you need to just come and spend the
night. It's very sweet that you're doing
that,
though.
And I can tuck you in and take pictures of you
sleeping.
Small
doses, but it's very kind, it's very cute. Take pictures while she's sleeping.
What?
No, hold on.
What was that last part?
Now I know why she doesn't want to come over.
She's
like, Mom, stop taking pictures of me while I'm sleeping.
She's got her mouth open.
She's so cute when she sleeps. Oh, my gosh, she's adorable. But, yeah. She doesn't want to come.
You're not
spend the
helping
night.
Your case.
But like, every mom killer-ish. Does that. Every mom takes pictures of their kids sleeping.
If I stayed at my parents' house this weekend and I woke up and my mom was standing over me taking pictures
come
of
on,
me.
Come on, Danny, back
I
me
would
up.
Be out for a long time.
No, and that's
I
thing.
Would not be back for a minute.
I told Zoe, I was like, I moved away from North Dakota as the minute I turned 18. So like when I go home and stay, like, my mommy time is so precious.
Stop saying
like,
mommy.
Why?
She's making her sound like she's a toddler.
But no,
she's
like
a grown woman.
No, when I go home to see my mommy, I like that time. I relish it. I'm like,
do you
I
call
just,
her mommy?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
All
I'm
right.
Just doing
okay.
it for effect.
My concern is at some point I'm gonna be back at your place for something, and we're gonna be on the couch, and I'm gonna fall asleep, and I'm gonna wake up, and you're gonna be taking pictures
why
of me.
Why would you fall asleep on my couch? That's funny.
I don't know.
But I would.
We
I
wake
would
up early. We wake up early. Maybe I. Help you move something again or something, and
you'd
I'd be
sit
like,
down and
man,
take a
I
nap.
I've got to take a load off.
She's
next
like,
thing I know, click 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 click.
Well, I keep the flash. You don't hear it. You just you wake up to the images. That's it. I don't keep the shutter on. I'm
well,
not crazy.
I don't know what to tell you about this. This is between you two crazy kids.
No, I thought that you'd agree that she needs to come
no,
spend the
doesn't.
Night at my house.
No,
she has a whole week of vacation.
Well, is she going to compromise?
I never
like,
come
get
over.
Dinner.
She's going to come yeah. over for dinner.
That's
and
fine.
She
hoaxed
the
her.
She's just going to hang out.
I told her I was like, okay, so you'll come over at noon and you'll stay until 7. Like, you'll be there for 7
fine,
hours.
Make a day of it. It's
thank
still, you.
You
can
yeah.
still go to Target,
yes.
have a cute little shopping trip.
Go to Ulta.
Come home,
make
have a meatball sub or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
And then she can go and sleep with her boyfriend.
No, that's not what she does. That I know of. Sure it happens.
Oh,
but
she hates you.
No,
sure
it's funny. It's I just like, I really thought that you guys would agree with me. That
no,
she
not at all. No.
To
leave,
spend the night
leave
in my
the poor
house.
Girl alone. Leave her alone.
Okay.
What my parents honestly, did with my old room, they turned it into a workout room. So I was like, yep, my sleepover days are done. I'm done.
What I need you to do is just go find some more friends to hang out with.
Oh.
Is there some sort of friend group you could join on Facebook
know,
or something?
Right? Is there like active singles group you
LonelyMoms.com?
Can
join? Oh, no, don't go to that one. Don't
hiking
go to that.
Mommies.
Call me mommy Facebook page. Call me mommy.
That's don't, probably
Denver
that's
Mommies.
I don't know if
there's
got to
be something.
One probably isn't good.
So your daughter hates you, and I will tell you that Nicole and I also hate you.
Oh,
you came up in conversation last night because, I know why. Because we were talking about our schedule today. Like, I leave this radio station, and it's just, for the rest of the day, jam-packed stuff going on.
Yeah.
It really hits around 4 o'clock tonight when we've got something from, like, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7, and then like 7 to 9 or something. It's like
ugh.
The conversation last night was, when are we going to have dinner? Like,
yeah.
When are we going to feed the children? And Nicole was like, I guess we're just going to make some sandwiches and keep them in the fridge, and we can just grab them and grab and go in between stuff going on tonight. It's going to suck. But it's just like our weekends are like this. It's like this multiple times during the week. And I told Nicole, I was like, you know who it would be nice to be? She said, who? I go, Katie.
Yeah.
Katie, who leaves the radio station, goes back to her apartment every day.
Mm-hmm.
Zero responsibility.
Yeah, she goes for a run.
From like,
come on.
Well, but
like,
again,
there's some things.
Like,
is that an hour?
Unlimited amounts of free time come 11 o'clock every day. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, she's got nothing going on. You know, do your runs, you go get your tans, get your nails done.
Yeah.
I was like, and then I go, yesterday she was like,
I watched, what series were you going to rewatch? Was it Breaking Bad?
No, Nashville.
No, it was another one yesterday.
Oh, Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, that's what it was. Yeah. What, 40 hours of Stranger Things that you've already watched.
Yeah.
And yesterday you're like, I think I'm going to watch it again, just for fun. I told Nicole, she's going to sit on her couch for another 40 hours and rewatch a show that she's already watched.
Yeah.
And... you told me today that you've already watched the second season of...
Nobody Wants This.
Nobody Wants This, yeah. Which just dropped, and it's a show Nicole likes, and she's like, well, that's good for her.
Yeah, I know.
Good for Katie.
It's so funny.
We hate her.
Yeah, the second season, the final episode ran last night. And again, I'm not completely sitting on my couch. I'm doing things, working out, cleaning the house, things like
you
that.
You flew through Love is Blind.
I did.
You flew through this new season of this show.
I
You're going to rewatch Nashville.
I did. I just started rewatching Nashville because I love that show so much. And so I needed to break up the reality love shows I'm watching with drama, you know, show like Nashville. So that's why I started doing that. But
all I'm
yeah.
saying is you got a lot of downtime,
yeah,
a lot of free time,
yeah,
and we hate you.
If you want to send the kids over, no, don't.
No, you'll take pictures of them. You'll be taking pictures of the kid while they're laying down. Anyway, I really do hate you.
You know what? Yeah, you just
free time, Katie over here.
I love it. I love the free time. I do for sure. But yeah, so,
You already had the daughter though. Like you did that 22 years ago,
and I've told you that, Jeremy. Yeah, like right. the kid phase. Like I've done that already.
That's fine.
Got the t-shirt and everything. Like, I really did that already.
Nicole is texting me. She's like, honestly, she's like, I'm trying to figure out when I'm going to even shower today. Today is so busy. That is funny. She said that last night. She's like, I don't know when we're going to even shower and get cleaned up. I was like, I don't know. That's a you problem. So with all due love and respect, I hate you.
Okay. Well, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take that one.